ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये। This morning we're reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 7, Chapter 6, Text 5. Tato yate ta kushala himaya bhavamashita shariram paurusham yavam navipadyeta pushkalam ततो यतेत कुशला हेमाय भवमाश्रिता शरीरं पौरुषं यावन् नाविपद्येत पुष्कलम् ततो यतेत कुशला हेमाय भवमाश्रिता शरीरं पौरुषं यावन् न विपद्येत पुष्कलम्। यतेत कुशला माया भवमाश्रितः शरीरं पौरुषं यावन् न विपद्येत पुष्कलम्। दूयतेत कुशलम् किमाय भवमाश्रितः शरीरं पौरुषं यावन् न विपद्येत पुष्कलम्। दूयतेत कुशलम् श्रीमाय भवमाश्रित श्रीरं पौरुषं भावं न विपद्येत पुष्कलम्। वैष्णवीस् तथा देयरफॉर यतेत शुड एंडेवर। Kushala, an intelligent man, interested in the ultimate goal of life. Chaimaya, for the real benefit of life, or for liberation from material bondage. Bhavamashritaha, who is in material existence. Shariram, the body. Paurusham, human. Yavat, as long as. Na, not. Vipadyeta, fails. Pushkalam, stout and strong. Translation. Therefore, while in the material existence, bhavamashrita, a person fully competent to distinguish right from wrong must endeavor to achieve the highest goal of life as long as the body is stout and strong and is not embarrassed by dwindling. Purport by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. As stated by Prahlad Maharaj at the beginning of this chapter, Komara Acharit Pragya. The word Pragya refers to one who is experienced and who can distinguish right from wrong. Such a person should not waste his energy and valuable human lifetime simply working like a cat or dog to develop his economic condition. For one word in this verse, there are two readings, Bhavamashritaha and bhayam ashritaha. But accepting the meaning of either of them will bring one to the same conclusion. Bhayam ashrita indicates that the materialistic way of life is always fearful, because at every step there is danger. Materialistic life is full of anxieties and fear, bhayam. Similarly, accepting the reading bhavam ashritaha, the word bhavam refers to unnecessary trouble and problems. For want of Krishna consciousness, one is put into bhavam, being perpetually embarrassed by birth, death, old age and disease. Thus one is surely full of anxieties. Human society should be divided into a social system of brahmanas, kshatriyas, vaishyas and shudras, and everyone can engage in devotional service. If one wants to live without devotional service, his status as a brahmana, kshatriya, vaishya or shudra certainly has no meaning. It is said, sthanad brashta padantyadha. Whether one is in a higher or lower division, one certainly falls down for want of Krishna consciousness. A sane man, therefore, is always fearful of falling from his position. This is a regulative principle. One should not fall from his exalted position. The highest goal of life can be achieved as long as one's body is stout and strong. We should therefore live in such a way that we keep ourselves always healthy and strong in mind and intelligence, so that we can distinguish the goal of life from a life full of problems. A thoughtful man must act in this way, learning to distinguish right from wrong, and thus attain the goal of life. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalaka Chakshur Unmilitam Jaina Tasmai Shri Gurudev Namah Nama Shishtam Manumapi Sachi Putra Matra Sarupam Rupam Tasya Vajamurupurim Matarim Goshtavatim Radha Kundam Girivaram Maho Radhika Madhavasam Praptu Yasya Patita Kripaya Shri Gurum Tam Natosmi Vande Nanta Adhuta Shayam Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Nichopi Yat Prasadat Sad Bhakti Shastra Pravartaka Nityananda Maham Naomi Sarvananda Karam Param Harinama Padam Devam Abhidhuta Shiromani Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadha Shri Vasudhi Gaura Bhakta Vinda Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Bancha Kopatu Bhishta Kripa Sindhu Bhevacha Patitanam Pavanibhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namah. This is one of the symptoms of life in Kali Yuga. People don't even know this simple thing, what is right and what is wrong. This simple thing. What is right and what is wrong? Bhagavad Gita says this is tamagun. Pravritim cha nivritim cha janana vidurasara na sochanati cha charo na satyam vidyate na satyam vidyate. The people don't know what is to be done and what is not to be done. They don't know even what is cleanliness. What is truthfulness. The most basic principles of life. They don't have light to understand these things. And where will they find light in this Kali Yuga? Will they find it from religion? Probably not. Look at the different religions of the world. Are they helping human society by bringing light into people's life, teaching them the basics of life? Take Christianity, for example. They don't even know the ABCs of spiritual life. Second chapter, Bhagavad Gita, Dehi no smin yata dehi komaram jovanam jara. They say there's only one life. You have only one chance. Either you go to heaven or you go to hell. If you accept Jesus, then you go to heaven forever. They don't even know what you'll do there if you go there. What will you do there if you go? That they don't know either. And if you don't accept Jesus, then you go to hell forever. They say there's no other life. But if you ask them, who were you before you were you? That they don't know. The most elementary principles of spiritual life they can't understand. And if there's only one life, why do we see in human society so many varieties? Why is someone rich and someone is poor? Someone is weak and someone is strong. Someone is diseased and someone is healthy. We see so much variety in life. Where did that come from? Is God just playing favorites? Is arbitrarily saying, okay, you will prosper and you will suffer. Because if there's no previous life, there's no question of karma or creating our own life. Srimad Bhagavatam says, Karmana Dhyamanatvena Jantva Dehopapataye Stri Pavishta Udaram Pungsa Reta Kanashvaya. From the moment of conception, our karma is laid out for us by Dhyamanatvena, by our previous life's activities. But they don't even know that. The ABC is the spiritual life. Because they have this cobbled together, concocted book, Bible. But if you ask them, what makes the Bible true? Well, the Bible says it's true. This is circuitous logic. Or if you ask them, who wrote the book of Job? I don't know. Half of the books of the Bible are written by unknown persons. Will you take financial advice from an unknown person? How about legal advice? Just walk up to some guy in the street and please give me legal advice. Do we take financial advice, legal advice, medical advice from an unknown person? Does he even have a medical degree? We don't take advice from unknown persons. Half of the books of the Bible are written by unknown persons. Were they a saint or were they a sinner? They don't know. But this one book, the Bible, has made thousands of people Christians. We'll come back to that in a minute. Because we'd also like to speak something about Srila Prabhupada's book distribution. So also in Islam, we respect all religions. I'm not unnecessarily criticizing, but we should also be able to discriminate and appreciate our own good fortune that we have accepted this Bhagavad Dharma, Sanatan Dharma. So in Islam, they say God is Al-Rahim, Al-Latif, Al-Razak, Allah. These are all names of a person. The names of a person. This is a glass of water. Can a glass of water, it's handy if you're thirsty. But can a glass of water be merciful? Can it be powerful? Can it be compassionate? These are names that refer to a person, but they say to give personality to God is haram. How can they have a relationship with God? They don't accept Him even as a person. Who are you praying to? Is He just Uparwala? He's up there somewhere? Who are you praying to? Who are you approaching? Who are you trying to please if there's no question of reciprocation? And even in Hinduism, what has Hinduism done for India? Today, Hinduism, this country, is the number one exporter of beef in the world. Gaika Mas. Because Hindus go to the mandir, and they do jai jai, put some 10 rupees in the hundi, now I want 10 lakhs. I gave you 10 rupees, now I want 10 lakhs. They want something back. This is karma mishra bhakti. They're vanik. They want to do business with the Lord. They can't help society. And mostly Hinduism is contaminated by this Mayavad conception of life also. That I am God and you are God. This is a foolish idea. I was speaking to one, it was actually a Bhagavad Gita class in a Hindu mandir in Charlotte, North Carolina. So in the course of the discussion, one man raised his hand and he proposed that he himself is God. And he's not different from God. So I said, my dear sir, the God I know is maintaining universes. We read in Brahma Samhita, yes, yakara narama jale bhajati smo yogam nidram ananta jagadanda saroma kupa adhara shaktim avalambya param samurtim govindam adi purusham tamaham bhajami. And he's maintaining millions of universes from his body. Universes are coming. The sun is maintained in the sky by his power. The moon, Jupiter, Venus, Mars, everything is maintained by his power. So I took one flower petal. It was on the carpet of the temple of the mandir. He said, this is the Lord I know. He's maintaining millions of universes. This, sir, is a flower petal. And you say you're God. I'm going to let go of this flower petal. Now you please make it float. Okay, let's try this. Oh, you couldn't make it float? Let me try that again. You're God. Now this is just a flower petal and God maintains millions of universes. So you please make one flower petal float. What kind of God are you? It's only cheap talk. It's just talk. They can't do anything. I am God, you are God, we are all God. This is just cheap talk. Bhagavatam says, Yenya Ravindaksa Vimukta Maninas. Toyastabhavada Vishuddha Bhujaya. That their intelligence is impure, therefore they think that I have become the Lord. We're eternally parts and parcels of the Lord. Lord says in Bhagavad Gita, Mamaivangso Jiva Loke Jiva Bhuta Sanatana Manashtastanindriyani Prakriti Stani Karshati. That we're struggling in this world. God doesn't have to struggle to keep a roof over his head, to keep food in his mouth and clothes on his back. He's not struggling. He's simply enjoying. It's not like the Christian conception also. They paint a picture of Atlas. It's like, this is like God. He's holding the whole earth on his shoulders and he's struggling like anything to hold it in place. This isn't God. So what have these religions done for human society? Where has human society gotten light? Where have they gotten knowledge? Where can they get this mercy? Srimad Bhagavatam says, Krishna swadamo pagate dharma jnana divi saha kalo nashtadashamesha puranoko nudonita. That this Srimad Bhagavatam, this includes Bhagavad Gita also, this Srimad Bhagavatam has arisen in human society just like the sun, just after the disappearance of Lord Krishna to his own abode, accompanied by knowledge, religion, etc. Men in this dark age of Kali will get light from this Purana, from Srimad Bhagavatam. These other books have something good about them. Quran, Bible, Torah, Guru Granth Sahib. We respect all religions. But if you want to know God, if you want to know what He's doing in the kingdom of God, then we read Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita. Bhagavad Gita says, Shri Bhagwan Uvacha. These are the words of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Some prejudiced type people say, oh, this is Smriti. We read Shruti, only the Vedas, four Vedas and Upanishads. This Bhagavad Gita is just someone's opinion, spoken by a man. But this is the words of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Shruti is the breathing of the Lord. It has no author. It's the breathing of the Lord. And Bhagavad Gita is the words of the Lord. How are they different? His breathing and His words are the same thing. Bhagavad Gita is like the fifth Veda. And we can understand directly what is the Lord's desire for us. What is His instruction for us? What is His need? How are we supposed to live our life in this world? And if you want to know the activities of the Lord, where else in the world will you find it? Only in Srimad Bhagavatam. Sai Sri Sri Gaurinitai, Sri Sri Radha Rasmi Hare Sitaramji. You'll not find this instruction, this vast body of knowledge, anywhere else except Srimad Bhagavatam. If you approach one person, Christian, Muslim, Hindu, Jew, not Hindu, we have some. There's a lot of knowledge also in Hinduism. Let's say Christian, Muslim, Jew. Say, okay, there's God. We agree that there's God. But what is He doing? Is He a poor man? Is He a rich man? Does He eat? Is anyone cooking for Him? Is He starving? Or does He eat? Does He wear clothes? Or is He naked? If He wears clothes, what kind of clothes? Does He have friends? Or is he unliked by people and no one wants to be with him? If he has friends, then what kind of friends? Does he live somewhere? Or is he a homeless person on the street with a bag over his shoulder, trying to find some place to lie down? If he has a home, then what kind of home? What kind of food? What kind of friends? What kind of food does he eat? This information we only find in Srimad Bhagavatam. Inconceivably fortunate to have connection with the Srimad Bhagavatam. Now, Christian religion spread all over the world. It's the world's second largest religion. And they have one book, the Bible. And as I said previously, it's not a very authoritative book. Not authoritative at all. In fact, in the 1200s, they met and decided which books will go in the Bible. They made their philosophy first, and by picking up different points of view from the different stories spoken by unknown people. This is something like saying I want everyone to know I'm an expert archer. I shoot arrows very perfectly, and I'll prove it to you. If I take an arrow and I shoot it against the wall, boom, it hits the wall. Then I walk over and I paint a circle around it. You understand the fallacy? You're not an archer at all. You painted a shot an arrow into the wall, then you've defined your expertise by painting a circle. You never even had a target. This is like Christian theology. They take a little bit from here, a little bit from there. It's like salad bar. A box of chocolates. I like this, I'll take this, let's add this. We don't like that, we don't want that. They took out reincarnation also from Christian theology because it didn't sit with the way they wanted the Bible to read. They decided what is their Shastra. This is not Srimad Bhagavatam. This Bhagavatam is what? What are we distributing when we distribute Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam? We should consider this. We can say that this book is paper and ink. True? It's paper and it's ink. But is that all this book is? We can also say Tulsi Maharani is cellulose and chlorophyll and leaves and manjaris, flowers, bark, roots. This is Tulsi Maharani. These things are true. But is that all Tulsi Maharani is? We can say Prabhupada is an aristocratic Bengali gentleman. But is that all he is? So is Srimad Bhagavatam just paper and ink? Is it just a book and we want to go out and sell it and make some money? We want to, when we distribute Bhagavatam, when we distribute Bhagavad Gita, we distribute Krishna. Bhagavatam says, Idam Bhagavatam Nama Purana Brahma Samhitam Uttama Shloka Charitam Chakara Bhagavan Rishi Nishaya Saya Laukasya Danyam Swastayanam Mahat. This Bhagavatam is the Lord Himself, He's personally present. Idam Bhagavatam Nama Purana Brahma Samhitam. Brahma Samhitam means it's directly the Supreme Personality of Godhead. When you give someone Bhagavad Gita, when you put Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavatam, even small book in someone's hand, you're putting Krishna in their hands. Srila Prabhupada said you can worship this Bhagavatam. You can worship Srimad Bhagavad Gita with Tulsi and 16 upacharas. Because it's Krishna. When we put Krishna in someone's hand, we're giving people the actual benefit of life. We're giving the real benefit, real knowledge of who we are and what is our relationship with God that you won't find anywhere else in any other religion. We're vastly fortunate to have taken advantage of this knowledge. And because we've taken advantage of it, it's our duty to distribute it also. They asked Srila Prabhupada one time, said, how can I repay you? Prabhupada said, you cannot. But when we share what we've learned, we can attempt to repay the debt that we've incurred by taking this knowledge. We can attempt to repay it by giving what we've received to someone else. Like a doctor, Jonas Salk, discovered the polio vaccine. Now he could have thought, like, great, I'll give myself a shot, I'll never get polio. But he distributed it to the world to eradicate this horrible disease. Out of his compassion, out of his mercy. Because this is the mentality of a Vaishnava. He feels, he bleeds, his heart bleeds, seeing people bereft of Krishna consciousness. With no hope of liberation. With no hope of even happiness in this life. How can they? This is Prahlad Maharaj's prayer. Naivo duje paraduratya vaitaranyas tadirya gayana mahamrita magna chitta so cheta to vimukha cheta sa indriyata maya sukhayam paramudvahato vimudhan. Prahlad Maharaj says, I don't have any problem. Because I'm chanting the holy name, I'm worshipping the Lord, I'll cross over the entire material creation and go back to the kingdom of God. I have no problem. But what is my anxiety? So chetato vimukha chetasa indriyata. Those persons that think they'll be happy in this material world, this world of birth, death, old age and disease. Janma mrityu jara vyadhi. How can they be happy? How can anyone be happy here where we're destined to die and we're embarrassed by dwindling? Dwindling means that our body simply dwindles and fades away. Coming here, to this beautiful temple that was created by the hard labor of my senior god brothers and by the blessing of Srila Prabhupada. It's a very emotional experience. I have a picture of myself standing up here on this wall facing that Diman, the temple. I was 30 years old. And I come here and I walk up the same stairs. These are the same stairs I walked up 30 years. But my body is getting wrinkled. All the hair is falling out. The sight's going. I have to put on glasses. I can't hear, can't taste, can't smell. The body's dwindling. Is this a religious idea? Is it just like part of our philosophy? Or is it a fact of life? Our body dwindles. We're embarrassed by it. Why are we embarrassed? Because we're souls. We're not meant to experience this. We're not meant for birth, death, old age, and disease. We're meant for the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God, Goloka Vrindavan, is our birthright. We're not meant to die, to get old, to become diseased. And what is the remedy? The only remedy, this was spoken by Kulashekar, Maharaj Kulashekar, who is the avatar of Lord Vishnu's Kashtubha Mani. He's one of the Alvars. He's the avatar of Lord Kashtubha Mani. He said, Idam shariram parinama peshalam patatya baddha satishanda jarjaram kemo shri prichtasi mudya durmate niramayam krishna rasayanam pibha. He said that this body, this beautiful body, we look in the mirror, especially when you're young, and think, yes, I'm very good looking, you put on a nice tie, ladies are doing this, fixing like earrings, look, oh, I look so nice. It's peshalam. We're attracted to the beauty of our own body, but it's parinam. It's undergoing change. And before it falls down dead, all the 100 joints, satisandhi jarjaram, all the 100 sandhis, the joints become stiffened with old age. So what is the solution? You take some medicine. I'll go see naturopaths, homeopaths, Ayurveda, all the different doctors. They'll help me. No. Kulashekar says, you fool and you rascal. Take this rasayana. Take this name of Krishna. Drink the holy name of Krishna. This is the only solution to this problem of repeated birth and death. This information we find in the Vedas, in Bhagavatam, Upanishads, Bhagavad Gita, Chaitanya Charitamrita, all these wonderful shastras that were meant not just to distribute, we're meant to read them and drink deeply of this knowledge that we find in this shastra. How to regulate our life, how to live our life, how to even know right from wrong, the ABCs. Bhagavad Gita says, Na shastri vidimutsraja vartate kama karata na sasiddhim avapnuti na sukham na paramgati. There's no perfection, there's no happiness, there's no liberation if we reject shastravidhi. Our lives are meant to be regulated by shastra. Just on the very basic stage of advancement in spiritual life, on the ultimate stage, we relish the lila, the pastimes of the Lord that are described in this shastra. That Krishna, like we just finished Kartik Mas, we're reading, we're singing this beautiful song composed by Satyavati Muni, the Damodarashtak. Who can imagine this? That the Lord, that God, who is the supreme controller, he says in Gita, Aham sarvasya prabhavam ataksavam bhavadadi iti matva bhajanti mam buddha bhava samanditaha. Everything comes from me. I'm controlling everything. Maya dakshena prakriti suyate sacharacharam hetananena konteya jagaddi parivartate. I'm controlling everything. Everything comes from me. Bhumera panalovayu kammano buddhirevacha ahankara vivumada. Every earth, water, fire, air, ether, mind, intellect, ego, everything's coming from me. I'm controlling everything. But what's he doing? He's running out of fear from his mother's stick. This is inconceivable. And he's rubbing his eyes. And the mascara is coming down. And his chest is heaving. And the pearl necklace on his chest is shaking. He's Yabbadeti Swayam Bhayam. He's feared by fear personified. Yet he's running from the stick of Mother Yashoda. Where will we find this information? Anywhere in the world. But in Srimad Bhagavatam. So what is the potential for spreading Krishna consciousness? We can't imagine. We simply can't imagine. As I was saying, the Christians have one book, the Bible. And it's the world's second largest religion. From one book that's not very authoritative, that's cobbled together, written by unknown authors, that makes you think God got nailed to a cross. It's a ridiculous idea. When Srila Prabhupada saw this, he was staying in Italy in one place, and they had a crucifix with Jesus Christ nailed to the cross. He said, please, take this out of here. He was crying, seeing this is how they treated pure devotee, sadhu, guru, someone who came just to benefit them, and they nailed him to a cross. This is God? Impossible. This knowledge that we read in Srimad Bhagavatam, in Bhagavad Gita, is natad visargo janataga viplavo. It's meant to create a revolution in the impious minds of the fallen age, in this fallen age of Kali. We don't see any piety, even in Bharat. This is Tapa Bhumi, Rishi Bhumi, Punya Bhumi, Bharat Bhumi. And what are they doing? They're walking their fat dogs on Juhu Beach. And boys and girls sitting kissing each other. What's happened to Bharat? We say that my Bharat is great. Mary Bharat Mahon Bahan. Right? Is that right? Mary Bharat Mahan? They put it in the back of trucks. My Bharat is great. But what is great about Bharat? This is Srimad Bhagavatam. Not your movies, not your satellite dish. What the English couldn't do, what the British couldn't do, what the Muslims couldn't do in 800 years, what Alexander couldn't do, is happening to your country by this satellite dish. Spreading poisonous Western materialism all over your country. Where people think it's weird, you wear dhoti, you have a tilak, you have a shika. What's wrong with you? No, what's wrong with you? Are you ashamed of your culture? This is your culture. This is your shastra. This is your life. Why do you leave it? To chase that which has proven to be a failure. And as time goes on, more and more we'll see how Western culture is a gigantic failure. And this culture has maintained throughout millennia that has brought happiness and peace and health and understanding and ultimately love of God. We won't find that anywhere else except in this scripture. This is the wealth of India. This is the jewel of India. This shastra and this lifestyle and this holy name of Krishna. Don't mistake it. Don't underestimate and never be ashamed of who you are. You see, especially in America. America is full of beef-eating Brahmins. They wear sacred thread, but they eat McDonald's hamburger. And keep a dog at home. They eat half the hamburger and dog eats the rest. One time one man said to me, "Oh, you people, you just eat rabbit food." Then okay. But you eat dog food. Because you live like a dog and you eat like a dog. And your aspiration is like the same as a dog. What do people want in this world? They simply want sense gratification. How will I please my senses? This is the dogs. The dogs do the same thing. They're running on the beach, chasing each other, jumping on each other. How is it different from so-called human beings that waste their life chasing the opposite sex? Bhagavatam says, Yanmayuta nadi griho medusukam hutu cham kanduanina karayo eva dukkha dukkham. The whole principle of material life is miserable from beginning to end. What is the value in it? So this book distribution that Srila Prabhupada emphasized over and over again is meant to create a revolution in the impious lives of today's misdirected civilization. And it starts right here in this country. Srila Prabhupada's spiritual master, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, instructed him, you go to the West and preach. And Srila Prabhupada did that. But Dwarkadish in Los Angeles, California, spoke to Srila Prabhupada. He said, I want you to go back to India. And I'll give you a temple 100 times better than this Los Angeles temple. And that is our Krishna Balaram Mandir. So these were Srila Prabhupada's beloved projects. Mumbai, Vrindavan, Mayapur. And see what's happening by Prabhupada's power. I haven't been to Mumbai for maybe 10 years. It was just this comp. It's doubled, tripled in size by Prabhupada's influence, by his power, by his blessing, and by all of your hard work. Think for a moment. You're all young men, mostly speaking. What will this temple be in 20 years? Where do you want to be in 20 years? Think like that. Are you studying Shastra to preach Shastra? Are you becoming detached to teach other people to become detached? Are you serious, committed, enthusiastic in your devotional life? Because the future of this society depends on all of you. In a few short years, there's no more Prabhupada disciples. You are the leaders of this society. In a few short years. Is there any doubt? Is there any doubt? You are the leaders. Some of you will have your own disciples. Some of you will take sannyas and travel over the world. Some of you will bring amazing children into the world. We were at a Janmashtami celebration in Richmond, Virginia. I was astonished to see one little boy, about 2 years old, they were doing bhajan kirtan, 2 years old, dancing, not just like a little child, plays sometimes, but in bhav. He's like in bliss, dancing and chanting for an hour. 2 years old. Who are these children that are coming to our families? Who are these children? Lord Chaitanya is sending them to your families to be trained, to be the future of the society. He's sending so many devotees to this society that had many of you had relationship with Srila Prabhupada in your previous lives. Do you know that? There's a nice story about one Gurukula student in Mayapur who was having profound trouble with asthma. He couldn't breathe. He went to allopathic physician, homeopathic, Ayurveda, so many different people. Finally, they took him to a past life reader, someone who could look and see what is your past life. They call it past life regression. So they took this person back in their life. They said, what do you see? He said, I see that I'm on a battlefield. I have a spear stuck in my chest and I can't pull it out. And this came in a future life. So now what do you see? You died on the battlefield. Now what do you see? I see A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami on the streets of New York City with his disciples. And I want so much to be with him. 12-year-old girl. She died prematurely and took birth in Mayapur in our ISKCON society. Prabhupada said that his Guru Maharaj, A.C. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, sent all of us to serve Srila Prabhupada. Prabhupada is sending all of you to serve your Guru Maharaj in this society. You are the future of this society. Don't doubt it for a moment. So be enthusiastic. Don't waste time. Chanakya said, Ayusha Shana Ekopi Lalabhya Swarna Koti Bi. The most valuable thing in life is what? Time. Because with millions of gold coins, you can't buy 1 second back. Don't waste time. Invest your time. This is the greatest investment. If you want the best return on your investment, do this. Invest your time in Krishna Bhakti. in helping other people understand this amazing philosophy of Krishna consciousness that has been gifted to us by our acharyas, by Srila Prabhupada, Bhakti Sananta, by all the senior devotees in this society. By their mercy, we're reading this, we're grasping it. Dibya Gyan Vide Prakashito, we sing every day. That by His mercy, we get Dibya Gyan. You can get Gyan from any book. Dibya Gyan is different. It's Prakash, it's manifest in our heart. We realize, we experience. And this is Praman. We experience the truth of Krishna consciousness. This is why we say that this philosophy is Raja Vidya. Raja Vidya, Raja Guyam, Pavitram Idamuttamam, Pratyaksha, Bhagamam Damyam, Susukam, Kartam, Abhyayam. It's the perfection of religion because it gives direct perception of the self by realization. By realization. We experience, if we do this thing, if we chant our japa attentively, if we serve, if we surrender, then the result, the fruit of that is Krishna Prema. The fruit of Krishna Nama is Krishna Prema. Offenseless chanting of the holy name will give you Krishna Prema, will experience, will grasp it in this lifetime. And this lifetime, Chaktwadi Hambana Janma Naiti Mameti Sur. No more birth. This is the greatest blessing. People come and they want a home, they want a wife, a husband, a child, a position, a bank balance, a raise, they want health, wealth. God can give all those things, but what is the greatest blessing? Chaktva deham, punarjanma. When you leave your body, you don't come back again to this material world. This is the greatest blessing. And this is the blessing we're meant to bestow on everyone we come in contact with. Yari deke tare kaha, Krishna upadesh. Give them Krishna upadesh. When you put one of Prabhupada's books in someone's hand, this is Krishna upadesh. And every one of these books that are stacked in your godown, every one of those books has someone's name on it. Someone is meant to receive that book. It's a mystical thing. You take the book out, there's a story. One devotee was on book distribution. They put Bhagavad Gita in the person's hand. He flips it over, and what's on the backside? Prabhupada's picture. So this person looks at, he never met devotees before. Never seen Bhagavad Gita before, but he saw Prabhupada's picture, he goes, "That's him! That's him! He's the one that came to my dream!" Never even met devotees before. He of course took Bhagavad Gita, became devotee. Because these books are time bombs. They make a bomb and you put tick, 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 tick. In the future, boom, goes off. Tell you another story, book distribution story. One of my friends, his name is Sudarshan Das. His brother-in-law hated the devotees with a passion. Krishna, puh! Sorry, Krishna people, beggars, puh! He'd go to the airport just to harass the devotees. One day he was in the airport and he stole Sri Yusupanishad and took it home. Put it on his bookshelf. And my friend, Sudarshan, was there visiting his sister and said, "Oh, what's this? Oh, wow, this is, I've been looking for something like this." Took the book home, read it, became devotee. So many stories like this, where someone comes in contact with one of these books and mystically they read, their heart is moved, and by the power of this amazing Shastra, by the power of Srila Prabhupada's mercy, they become devotees. This is the mission of our society, to distribute this mercy in the form of these books, to distribute the mercy of Harinam, to distribute prasadam, to give. People criticize, "Oh, you people are so greedy." How are we greedy? We're taking money and building huge, beautiful white marble temples. We're feeding millions of people. We're distributing millions of books. How is that greed? And we're sleeping on the floor. Who is greedy? You, and you go to the mandir and you pray to God for money. And we pray for service, to help society, to change the lives of misdirected society, to create a revolution, viplava, in the inauspicious lives of misdirected society by this book distribution and distributed the holy name. This is the gift that Srila Prabhupada gave us. This is our family business. Like you'll see some business, Patel and Sons, right? So we are Prabhupada and sons and grandsons and granddaughters and daughters. And this is our family business, to give mercy to people. We're givers, we're not takers. Prabhupada said this about him coming to America. He said, so many people came to America to take. They want to make a big fat salary. They want to make disciples and get money and praise and glory. Prabhupada suffered like you can't imagine when he came to America. He'd stand in line for the shower. He'd cook and serve and clean and wash up the plates and buy the boga and do everything for the lowest class people in America. Simply so this ISKCON society can be established all over the world. This is our Srila Prabhupada. And if we want his mercy, we follow in his footsteps and sacrifice our lives, one lifetime. And at the end, Chakpadeham Panajama, go back to Godhead and bring other people with us because we're givers. Don't let anyone criticize you like this. Oh, you people, you're always asking for money. Oh, you're greedy people. Oh, you're living in a nice... The servant of the king lives as good as the king because we offer all facility to Radharas Bihari, Gorni Thai, Sitaram, Lakshman, Hanuman. We live like the king. And they criticize, but if you ask them, come stay with us, that they won't do. In Los Angeles, they approached Srila Prabhupada one time. And they said, I see you people have so many cars. And you're living in a big building. Where do you get your money? Prabhupada said, we are worshipping Narayan. He's Lakshmipati. He's the husband of the goddess of fortune. Everyone wants mercy from Lakshmi Devi. But they don't want Narayan. They want Sita, but they don't want Ram. This is Ravana's mentality. Because we're worshipping Narayan, there's no shortage of funds. So, one time, Srila Prabhupada was being criticized by Brahmananda Prabhu and Gargamuni Prabhu's mother. He said, you took my sons. Both of my sons, you took my sons. What more do you want from me? Srila Prabhupada said, you could give some money. Give some money. So we want to take everything and offer to Krishna. Build beautiful temples. In Delhi, there's 12 temples now. And this is my question to you. Is Punjabi Bhag going to beat you another year? Why? You have more men. You have a bigger city. You should beat them. You should distribute more books than Punjabi Bhag. Why not? Prabhupada loved this competition. Anyway, I think class time is over, I think. So thank you very much for your kind attention. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.